Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-TALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, you guys need to deflect, all right, or redirect your anger and frustration away from Dr. Peeps, okay? It is not, I can't say peeps without spitting, it is not our fault that you have to wear a mask, okay? If your governor, if you live in a state where they want you to wear a mask, you do it. I get that in Vegas, it's going to be over 100 degrees next week. We're going to hit the 90s, I think, at the end of this week, and the next week we're going to be triple digits. I understand masks are not comfortable. I get that. But every single day I am getting people who are frustrated that they have to wear a mask. And they're like, why, if even the box says it does not protect against COVID? Well, we've talked about this, okay? The whole mask thing was an absolute cluster. All right? What happened is people started to panic. And they bought up masks, and our first responders couldn't have access to them. My medical supply store completely wiped out. My second medical supply store that I tried to access completely wiped out. I couldn't get any PPE. The clinic next door to mine had to close. They couldn't get any PPE. So everybody seemed to panic trying to get masks, and the CDC said, hold off. Guys, hold off. Okay, many of those masks don't protect against COVID. The N95 respirators are ideal, but we need those for the first responders. So everybody hold off. Well, we were still low on it. It's a polypropylene fibrous. It's a really, really cool. The respirator is pretty fancy the way it's made. And it is a, it's pliable, but it's also kind of stiff. And it doesn't seem to get wet as easily. And it's a really good mask, but they're fancy. They take a while to make. You also need materials to make them. So we kind of were in a little bit of a dearth or a scarcity of having enough of these. So all emphasis had to go on making these N95 respirators so we could provide our hospitals and medical doctors, etc. Then people were clamoring, I want to get back to work. We need to reopen. And, you know, when you smell somebody's breath and they spray it, not say it, you want a barrier. So the CDC said, look, these do provide a barrier. They're not as ideal as an N95 respirator, but they do provide a barrier, not for you to get it, but for you to not spray as much stuff out. Because if you spray it, not say it, you're going to be sending coronavirus to other people. So this provides a little bit of a barrier. You need to change these out almost every hour, but most people are wearing the same one for weeks. That doesn't work. But the CDC said, okay, you know what? Let's have you start wearing mouth coverings. And I agree with that. I will support everything the CDC says because they're doing the best they can. But now we have people complaining. They've been calling telemedicine doctors trying to get notes to get out of masks. A lot of people don't like to wear masks. We talked about how we as humans are still animals and we don't like things on the face. So I told you guys you need to practice. I told you guys last month, practice wearing a mask around the house because you will not be allowed to go back to work without wearing a mask. For me, I'm used to masks, but I would take them off, you know, periodically. I'd see the patient, then I'd take it off. I'd talk to the patient. So I'd wear it when I examine the patient, then I would take it off so they could see my face, they could see my facial expressions, and then I would put another one on when I went to the next patient. So I still had adequate breaks. Unfortunately now, because of coronavirus, no, you're supposed to be in that mask all day. So the next question I'm getting is, are people getting carbon dioxide poisoning? Now, I wrote a piece on this. No, you guys are not going to get carbon dioxide poisoning. However, we do have to, again, you know, be fair and bring up both sides. There was a study back in 2006 looking at female and male nurses who were wearing the N95 respirators, and if they wore them for over 4 hours, a good number of them were getting headaches, or they were calling out sick, or they weren't feeling well. Now, again, long shifts in a hospital is enough to give anybody a headache. But the study authors in 2006 thought it might have had to do with an increase in carbon dioxide levels. These sort of masks are too thin to affect, I think, a lot of your blood gases. However, these N95 respirators could possibly restrict a little bit of ventilation. That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to prevent 0.3 micron size, pathogens. So, yeah, they are going to restrict some of the air. Are you going to build up a carbon dioxide reservoir? Probably not. But it could limit some of your breathing. So some medical experts are saying, look, if you have COPD or if you have emphysema or if you have a heart condition where you need as much oxygen coming in as possible, or if you have sleep apnea, don't be sleeping with a mask. Now, some of you have said, look, I get sick with the mask. I don't want to get into a car accident. Who is driving around with a mask in the car? All right. I mean, don't eat the taco, all right, or crack open a window, but you don't have to necessarily wear the mask unless, of course, you have COVID and you're driving with somebody who doesn't. But then you guys really shouldn't be driving together. But, with the masks, I get that when we're wearing things like this, it's more of a gesture. All right, this is not going to protect anybody against coronavirus. Does it provide a barrier? Yes. And I believe in these, even the thin ones. I believe in them because during flu season, and I wouldn't get the flu, even though I got vaccinated, but, with pneumonias and all the stuff I was exposed to, those masks protected me. And then it protected my family because I didn't, come home and breathe it on them. So I do like the idea of a barrier, but if you're in a car, no. Don't be wearing an N95 respirator. Save it for whatever your shift. This car accident in New Jersey, the jury's still not out. We still don't know if it really was a hypoxic episode because somebody was wearing the mask. But hypercapnia is a thing. It's high carbon dioxide that could cause fatigue, dizziness, lack of focus, some difficulty breathing, and in higher states could cause an abnormal heart rhythm. It could cause a seizure. High carbon dioxide is serious, but I have not to date heard of anybody during this whole coronavirus issue have hypercapnia because they wore a mask at work. Now, have people had abnormal heart rhythms? Yeah. Have people had seizures? Yeah. I don't know if it was based on the mask. So, guys, talk to your doctor before you rip off the mask. And, like I said last week, mask breaks. Maybe go outside every hour, take off the mask, get some fresh air, and then go back in and put on your mask. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Guys, I love the questions and the comments. I love the emails. I want to apologize if I don't watch the videos. A lot of you guys send me videos to watch. Unfortunately, it's kind of hard to watch a 25-minute video or an hour video, so I hope you don't get mad if I ask you to summarize it for me, because sometimes I can't watch all the videos you guys send. But definitely, definitely send your emails and your questions and your comments and things like that, because I definitely like addressing those on air. Uber, I think, is letting go another 3,000 workers. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. We're also going to talk about what's going on with schools. I don't know if you heard, but France had reopened. Schools, I think, opened up a week ago, and a bunch of school children went back to their seats and, back to their desks. And from what I understand, the kids are pretty happy. Unfortunately, some of the schools had to reclose a week later because of spikes of coronavirus. I don't know if you're noticing some of the colleges. I think all the Cal State colleges in California are going to just stay online. I think they are not going to reopen because they don't want this. Well, we're going to reopen and then we're going to close again. And so if I was a university, I would probably start moving towards that sort of curriculum. I would have labs set up where it's going to be very, very small groups, have them staggered. It's very easy to do, you know, labs like I was a bio major. So it's very easy to do biology labs and chemistry labs, social distancing in the labs. I mean, you're going to have to straddle them, maybe have some people stagger them. Maybe have some people work, you know, on the weekend or some people come in and do their groups. But for the most part, a lot of people don't pay attention in class anyway. You know, many of the schools have already been videotaping a lot of their lectures. So I think if I was a school, I would probably continue the online curriculum and then have labs, you know, where it's in small groups. I don't know what to say. I know they're going to lose money because people are saying, well, why am I spending money on the campus? Why is school costing me $40,000 a year? But I don't know how anybody's going to deal with this start, stop. I own a couple salons. To be told that at any time we're going to have to shut down again, you know, it's you can't live on a burst of income, which isn't even a burst, and then have it completely shut off. So while people don't know what's going on with coronavirus and many people don't want to get the vaccine, even if we get the vaccine or whatever, to play it safe, if I was a school, I would just, you know, do online for now, allow small groups to work together wearing masks until we can figure out what the hell is going on. All right. Now, restaurants. Okay. So I live in Nevada. And I do. I have to hand it to my governor, Sisolak. He's been getting a lot of, you know, a lot of heat. But I would not want to be governor during this time. This is a crazy time. And when he allows places to reopen, it's sometimes not a lot of notice. And I get that. It's because as soon as he hears, you know, I mean, he could say, all right, you know what? I found out we could reopen. Guys, I'll let you reopen in 2 weeks. I'd rather he say, guys, you could reopen. Okay? Because again, you know, companies are starving. They're about to go under. We have unemployment issues. So I get that. So we don't get a lot of notice in our neck of the woods when we're allowed to reopen. Okay? So restaurants the other day were told, even restaurants and casinos, they could reopen. Now, I've never owned a restaurant, okay? I've worked in restaurants. You need some time to order food. You need the deliveries coming in. You need some time to get your staff ready to go. And so many restaurants, even though they were allowed to open, they couldn't. There just wasn't enough time. And I get that. Like I said, it's not the governor's fault. I'd rather he tell us when we are allowed to open, you know, and not keep it from us and say, guys, you know, you can reopen now. And I get it. Not a lot of notice, but what can you do? This is a real, real crazy time. But I don't know if you guys have ever been to a casino. So I have a lot of friends in the hotel college in Las Vegas. Las Vegas has one of the best hotel schools in the world. Cornell, there's a few others out there, very, very good, but Las Vegas just takes the cake. And many of my friends who were in the hotel school would teach me about all the tricks, you know, that these hotels would do. So when you built a casino, you want people to walk through the casino to get to the restaurant. You want people to walk through the casino to get to the potty. If you have potties right there by the door, then people walking along the strip that have to pee will just go in, pee, go out, not spend money. And you have to spend money on bathrooms. You have to spend money on staff. And we'll get to your phone calls. Daniel's on the case, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So these bathrooms are specifically and very choreographed so that you have to go around slot machines or go around the tables or see all the signs for the entertainment or the ticket booth. And so hotels are designed purposely to suggest a sell. And one thing that's very interesting is everything now is the opposite. Remember I told you how any business model we've ever learned every fiber in our body that told you how to do business got destroyed with this coronavirus, because now we're told to deter clients. We're told not to greet them, wear a mask, you know, almost shuttle people through like cattle. That's the opposite of what we've learned in business. You don't want to treat people like cattle. You don't want people waiting in lines. You don't want people standing outside in the heat. You want to greet them, get them in a chair, get them comfortable, and take care of them right away. You don't want to have this whole landscape that we do now. But casinos, same thing. Now, for those places that are allowed to reopen, you cannot reopen if the customers are anywhere near the casino. Now, the casino is empty. Gaming can't restart. But how do you do that if your restaurant is nestled deep into the casino? Plus, if you're on the strip or in the resort corridor, how do you attract customers when you don't have tourism? You have to hope that you have a big enough local market that'll drive all the way down to the strip, find parking, I think pay for parking, I think we're still forced to pay for parking, and then navigate into a place where you're not allowed to go near the casino. A lot of people are like, what the heck with it? I'll just wait. So you didn't see as many restaurants that were allowed to open up in a casino open up. No time to get staff, no time to get food. How do you navigate an empty casino? Now, why? People are going, why the heck are you not allowed to walk through a casino? Well, because it's control. Okay, they want crowd control, people control. Casinos are huge. So they need there to be certain lines or certain areas where they could keep an eye on people so they don't breathe on each other. And again, this is not how customers want to feel. Customers want to feel like they're king. They want to walk in and they want to be flirted with and they want to hear the clanging. Not that you're clanging that much anymore. You want to hear people winning. You want to hear the vibrancy, the energy. A casino restaurant doesn't have that energy. There's one of my favorite restaurants here is the Eiffel Tower. I think it's called the Jules Verne. Or is it the Jules Verne in France? I don't know what it's called. I think it's called the Eiffel Tower restaurant. It might be called the Jules Verne. I don't know. But, I don't know the name of the restaurant. I just know how to get there. And the only way to get there is parking or valeting and going deep into the casino. And then you go up into the Eiffel Tower and then you eat, and it's like an amazing restaurant. It's costly, but oh my God, it's so good. And the chef, just amazing food. I don't think that restaurant could open up because it's in a casino. So we're just going to wait. We have to be really, really cognizant and aware and empathetic to what is going on from a restaurant's point of view. All right? If you can't fill, you know, and your max is 50% capacity, that's not going to work. It's just you're not going to make the profit margin. In fact, New Orleans had their all open this last week. Some of the restaurants didn't fill to 25% capacity. People aren't going out. You also have the fear. People are afraid to death. They're scared to death of you know, coronavirus. So even though there was patio seating and all the social distancing, people are like, I'm not going to go to a restaurant. People also think the quality is going to be bad. So we ordered in. We got Fleming's this weekend, and I love Fleming's. It is like an amazing restaurant. We didn't go to the restaurant, but we ordered in, and it was delicious. I'm telling you right now, the quality of the food is still good. Because think about it. They don't have to deal with hundreds and hundreds of customers, and they want to invite you back. So I have no qualms at all about eating at any of these restaurants. I mean, some of the more lower end ones, yeah, I had burnt salmon, but what I had at Fleming's last night was almost better than what I have sitting in the restaurant. So, you know, I would suggest to you all, you know, still we need to support our local business, because these restaurants are starting to be picked off like flies. I mean, look at what's happening to Uber. Look at what's happening all over. You know, if you don't, you know, shop there and promote on social media, these companies go under. And if there was a favorite restaurant of yours that you went for anniversary or whatever, it's going to take you to save it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI says the Saudi officer who carried out the deadly terrorist attack at the Pensacola, Florida Naval Air Station last year was part of Al-Qaeda. Attorney General Bill Barr saying that key information was obtained from the shooter's two iPhones.
Al-Samrani attempted to destroy both of the phones, even going so far as to disengage from the gunfight long enough to fire a bullet into one of the phones.
The terrorist was a Saudi Air Force officer who was training with the U.S. military in Pensacola. With NASCAR and golf returning this weekend, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is repeating his invitation for other major sports leagues to come and play in the Sunshine State.
We believe that getting sports back online is important for kind of the nation's mojo. We want to make sure that we're doing our part here in Florida to be able to do it.
You're listening to USA Radio News. At a time when more and more Americans are in need of assistance, but fewer are in a financial position to provide it, Gallup finds a new low in the percentage of Americans reporting they donated money to charity. Jeff Jones is a managing editor with Gallup. He tells USA Radio News.
In prior years, polling, Gallup usually found more than 80% of U.S. adults saying they donated money to a religious or other type of charity in the past year, except for 2009, during the worst economy since the Great Depression when it dipped to 79%. While the full economic toll of the coronavirus situation has yet to be realized, it may surpass that of the Great Recession, if not the Great Depression.
Home builder sentiment is rebounding slightly in May. The National Association of Home Builders said today confidence in the market for new single-family homes rose 7 points this month. Sentiment plunged more than 40 points in April as the coronavirus pandemic shut down much of the economy. More news can always be found at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know. If you guys need entertainment, just go on Facebook or social media. It is amazing some of the stuff out there. Some people are just so funny. This is interesting. I don't know if you guys saw that there was a restaurant in Germany that where they were wearing swim doodles or swim noodles. You know those big stupid things that you throw in the pool that people can, you know, that the kids smack each other with? Apparently there was a restaurant that wanted to keep crowds kind of away from each other. So what they did is they made people wear hats with these swim noodles to do social distancing. I don't see how those are comfortable. I think those Those swim noodles look, I call them doodles, but they're noodles. I don't know. Yeah. But it, I guess because they'll hit you in the head, people would sit at a table and they were about, I guess, 6 feet apart. Now, what some other restaurants are doing, because they don't want to put up tape and they don't want to say you can't sit here, and they realize that a full restaurant sometimes, you know, looks a little bit more energetic than a, you know, Walking Dead, you know, scene. This restaurant in South Carolina decided to use blow-up dolls to ensure social distancing and make the place look full. This is being reported by Fox 17 Nashville. I'm looking at a picture right now. Blow-up dolls. They're dressed. They do have clothes on. And Open Hearth is the restaurant. It's a restaurant in South Carolina. They opened up its dine-in service. And 10 of the seats were filled immediately. Why? Because they dressed up some blow-up dolls. They even put wigs on them. Yeah, I guess. Have you guys ever seen a blow-up doll? Some of these things are really well decorated, you know, with hair and piercings and things like that. And then others, just a doll. But anyway, she said she thought the dolls were better than using scary yellow tape or roping off the unused tables. No. I would not want to see a blow-up doll sitting at a restaurant. I think that's, I get it. You know, you want energy, you want it to look like there's people there, and you're not sitting in a, people don't like to sit alone, and, you know, so I get that, but it's just, no. So, they want people to take social distancing guidelines seriously. They're using disposable menus, they're ensuring employees wear masks, so we'll see what happens. One of you who's a restaurant owner says, you don't know how long you could, you're anonymous, and I get it. I won't read on air. But you don't see how long you could stay open with the new guidelines, and you brought up menus also. Yeah, I forgot. I haven't talked about that. Yeah, that's pretty expensive when you have to have menus that are disposable. I mean, that would be, I guess, paper. But you want to know what we're doing is we're going back to paper. People are going back to paper plates. People are throwing things out. I mean, I thought we were saving the trees. And now all of a sudden, we're going back to, okay, well, then we'll just have paper menus and they'll be printed and then we just throw them out. Again, it's to, you know, avoid spread of germs. And you know, here's the thing. I have a friend of mine who people used to make fun of him for being a hypochondriac and being obsessive compulsive about germs. And I never thought that about him because, he's kind of in the medical healthcare field. And, he knows what I know, that there could be Staph aureus or MRSA or, you know, people could get pneumonia or, you know, people don't wash their hands after the bathroom and then they touch things. You know, we are touching people's dirt all the time. And those people with immune systems that are, you know, weak, you know, they're scared to go outside. And people go, well, what's wrong with you? No, they're absolutely right. There's a lot of crap out there. Now, I might not like a lot of these social distancing guidelines and the way, you know, restaurants have to now be, but, you know, whoever designed a lot of those changes wasn't wrong. I mean, the menu, I used to have to clean the menus as part of my shift work, depending on what your shift work was. It always rotated. And if you were on menu cleaning, you cleaned the menus the night before. But you cleaned the menus only once a night. How dirty are those menus throughout a whole seating, a whole dinner service? So, you know, going to paper might be the new norm for restaurants. You know, supplying masks, which are now triple or quadruple the price that they should be. Having larger spaces. I don't know what the answer is. And I really feel for a lot of local businesses on how they could do it. You know, Uber Eats and a lot of these other sort of delivery options were a means, you know, for ways to people make money. But unfortunately, it's not going to... it's not going to overcome a lot of the losses. And you'll see a lot on social media, support local business, support local business. It really does take you not buying from Amazon, but buying from that store that's still trying to stay open. I mean, some of you guys understand the gravity of the situation, and some of you are like, I don't want to hear any more negativity. I don't want to hear that Trump did a good job or Trump did a bad job. I'm just telling you this. This is bad. You cannot operate on less than 50% volume of clients, and you cannot operate where, you know, somebody going to eat, seeing somebody wear a mask and almost, you know, deal with you with, you know, surgical barriers, you know, like we do in an OR, where here's the tongs and we're going to, you know, I mean, you know, that's not how people want to go out to eat. You know, people want to relax and be, you know, shoulder to shoulder with people and giggle and grab drinks and spill drinks on each other and do family style meals. And, you know, they want to be like they're around. That's what people want. To go to a restaurant and be in a room with only a few other people, with it being cold and isolated. I don't blame the South Carolina, you know, restaurant for putting up blow up dolls. You know, how do you get somebody to, you know, feel, you know, like they're feel like they're at home, blow up dolls. Who knows? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Uber had laid off 3,500 on a Zoom call last week. Now another 3,000 employees in the latest round. They say the news was first reported over the weekend by the Wall Street Journal. The ride-hailing company has seen an 80% drop in its business. See, I didn't know there were that many employees. I thought many people were the per diems, where they just logged on, said, guys, I could take up some rides, and log off. But remember, in California, they mandated that Uber treat all employees as employees and give them health insurance and all that. So we knew this was coming. CEO Dara Khosrowshahi, sorry if I'm mispronouncing it, said we have to take those hard actions to stand strong on our own 2 feet, to secure our future, to continue on our mission. So now over 6,700 employees, or 14% of its global workforce. Well, actually, last week, 14%. Now, I don't know how much. Uber is also going to close 45 offices globally. They're going to reshuffle some of their divisions. They're going to refocus our efforts on our core, helping people move, delivering things. It's winding down its tech incubator and AI labs, apparently that launched in September. The company is also going to pursue strategic alternatives for Uber Works. It's a work shift finder app. You know, Uber was just blowing up. It was getting involved in so much, you know, food delivery and tech and jobs. Uber Eats did soar. That company's food delivery service, last week the company reported that bookings in its Uber Eats division was up 54%. So you would think, okay, well then, you know, hopefully they could shift some of those workers, but apparently it's not enough. Their ride-hailing service is the biggest. So it's not going to abandon its cost-intensive side business. It's going to still, oh, they also had rides. Rides is another one. But, you know, companies are trying to make it work. I just don't know how long they could last. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. PDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So on the vaccine front, we have some promising news. in England, the human trials have been going pretty well, and they believe they're going to have 30 million doses to use on people, on the public, by early fall. We'll give you guys more information on that. We still don't have a lot of information on that, but it sounds like human trials have gone well. Remember, they started human trials about a month or two ago. So usually with the vaccine development process, once somebody gets the vaccine, they still have to watch them for a while to make sure there's no side effects, and also to make sure that there's no, that there's no, loss of immunity. So there's a chance that 3-4 months from now, they'll think that, you know, what they have is good and, you know, be able to use it. So 30 million people possibly getting a vaccine by the end of the summer, early fall, promising. We have a, doctor out of Johns Hopkins who says, you know, don't bank on it, having a coronavirus vaccine available this year. He thinks we may not get it till maybe next year. And you're hearing a lot of talk with, are we going to have the vaccine in 2021? Are we going to have it by the end of the spring next year? So like same time now. I get frustrated because I just heard of another company, No Regrets Bar, who actually held the Jerry Doyle Memorial a few years back. We heard that they've had to close their doors. And I'm starting to see the casualties, and it's giving me that same sense of fear that I saw with the COVID casualties. You know, as a doctor, when you hear people are dying, all right, you don't take that very well. And you're like, we need to do something. We need to protect those that are vulnerable. We need to start working on a vaccine. We need to, you know, figure out which medicine regimen works on who. We need to protect our first responders. We need to start to contain. But now we're seeing a whole new sort of casualty. We're seeing small businesses die. And unfortunately, I see on social media and I hear in the news, don't worry, the economy will be fine next year because we'll have a vaccine. And so a bunch of small business owners are talking to each other going, look, can you hold out? If you could hold out until the vaccine. Okay, and I'm like, everybody's bringing up the vaccine. Like, the vaccine is the Messiah. The vaccine is going to save us. I'm hearing, and I just did a small poll, but it's representative of, I think, a lot of other different polls that are going on throughout the country. The average person has no plan on taking the vaccine. So why all this talk about a vaccine? Why all this talk about how everything's going to go back to normal, the economy is going to be saved by the vaccine? Because we keep comparing coronavirus to flu. And people keep saying, why the hell did we close everything down, kill the economy, when we have flu that kills adults and kids, and, you know, every single year? And so the argument people have is, we have a vaccine for the flu. Now, half the country still doesn't get that. They don't get the flu vaccine. Half the country doesn't. Maybe even more. But we have a vaccine. So people are equating, and again, this is so random, people are equating that we'll be able to go back to the way things were when we would have deadly flu seasons as long as we have a coronavirus vaccine just like the flu. And I'm telling you guys, no, you don't understand. Once the shutdowns happened, it is never, never going to be the same. Remember we talked about how once you expand benefits, or let's say you gave everybody extra money at work, and then you're like, guys, we got to pull it back. It doesn't seem to work. You can't give something and then pull it back. Even though a lot of workers will say, look, I don't want to lose my job. You saw that a lot with the Great Recession. People are like, look, don't just fire us. Just take some of those raises and bonuses back. It doesn't work that way. For some reason, once you do something, it's really hard to take back. So once you scare 350 million Americans into not going into a movie theater, you scare them into not going into a restaurant, you scare them into not going to their doctor, you scare them into not letting their kids go to school, mind you, it might have been warranted, but the fact of the matter is, we scared everybody. We told everybody that these kids could bring a virus home and grandma could die. Even if we were correct, we still scared people. So how do you expect, after you scare 350 million people, to come back, especially when half of them don't want to get a vaccine? So thinking, okay, well, we could tell everybody, look,
This is just like the flu. We have a flu vaccine. We have Tamiflu that might stave the flu off. We should be able to do the same with coronavirus. No. You have scared the crap out of everybody that some people never want to touch a menu again. Some people never want to go to a salad bar. Okay, we were starting to eat healthy with soup plantation and sweet tomatoes. We were starting to eat healthy. You know, Chipotle. Chipotle, we talked about this on the show, all these fresh vegetables and things, and so you can add this vegetable and this to your sandwich. And then Chipotle had a whole bunch of foodborne illnesses and outbreaks, and we talked about that. We talked about how McDonald's, you don't hear in the news, because they have preservatives, whereas you deal with, you know, fresh vegetables, you're going to have E. coli or Salmonella or Listeria. So we knew this was happening. We just didn't decide to close down the whole entire country. Now that we've closed down the whole entire country, we're only allowed to reopen it if people are wearing the mask. How do you convince everybody that they're not going to get a deadly pathogen? So the damage is already done. Even if it was warranted, the damage is done. So now when somebody gets a plate of food or they see their waiter with a mask and they, I mean, is it a warm, friendly, fun restaurant environment? You know, a bar, No Regrets Bar, fantastic place. But if they're closing down, there's one less place that, you know, we're able to have that getaway. And so if you're like, well, if bars are closing down, then maybe this bar isn't open either. Maybe all these places are having issues. So you want to know what? Let's just stay in. If you want to save the economy, if you want to fix this, it's going to take you. I've heard of some retail stores opening up. Now, I don't know if they're allowed to open up or not, but there's retail stores hiring back because they're about to die. You know, I think everything we've tried to do for this coronavirus was the best we could do. And so I'm not criticizing anybody right now because we had a deadly virus. But right now we have a deadly virus or a deadly fungus or a deadly force that's starting to kill all these small businesses. Now, this PPP loan, great loan. Unfortunately, they force you to spend all the money as you get it, and if you're not allowed to open it up, it ends up not helping them. So please sign the petition. I have a petition on my Facebook. Please, 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 and Twitter, sign the petition to have them change that 8-week deadline. But the money that the government is giving is not enough to keep all these small companies open. So this virus that is killing small businesses, and the virus is called fear, and the virus is called, not the way it used to be, you know, we will not be able to bounce back. I think we're going to be able to bounce back from coronavirus. All right. I think we're going to be able to bounce back. We'll get a vaccine. We'll get, you know, hopefully a nice medication regimen that we can institute early on. I really have faith in our medical community to make that happen. I have no faith in any of the measures I'm seeing that's going to be able to help with the economy, because now it is, even if you go to phase 3, the damage is done. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to hear from you, to your comments, questions, and I really pray for everybody out there that you don't get the virus. But if you do have a small business or you have a job, like you're working with Uber and you're hearing that you're about to get cut and you're about to lose your job, you know, unfortunately things are going to get worse before they get better. And I want to tell you the vaccine is going to save us. I want to tell you that the medicines are going to save us. And I think it will save a lot of people. But what's happening to the economy, you can't wait for the vaccine. If you really want to help out that small business, you need to go and you need to then shop. Again, be careful, but it's going to take us to keep this economy from not falling apart. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.